Today's shir is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tes Zayin on the base, five lines from the bottom. Begins the Gemara, Tanya, Beis Shammai Emrim, Sholosh Kitas Hain, L'Yoyim Hadin. There are three groups of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Yoyim Hadin. And as the Tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Yoyim explains, that every person, after he passes away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him, we all have to give a din v'cheshvin. But besides that, everybody is judged when we pass away. Then, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a Yom Hadin for everybody who lived in this world. And that's what the Gemara means to say. That even though every person is judged after he passes away, when there's going to be Tchiyas HaMeiskim, there's going to be a new din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide if this person is worthy that he should have the Olam Haba that's going to exist after Tchiyas HaMeisim. So one group is the Tzadikim Gemurim, V'achet Shal Rishoyim Gemurim, V'achet Shal Beinanim. Three groups, the Tzadikim, the Rishoyim, and the Beinanim, the average people. Says the Gemara, Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim Nechtam L'Alta L'Chai Olam. They are immediately inscribed for Olam Haba. Rishayim, Gemurim, Nechtavim, V'Nechtamim, La'atel Gehenim. The Rishayim are sent to Gehenim, Shenema, V'Rabim, Mi'ishenei, Admas, Ofer, Yikitsu. All of the people will awaken because of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Elu, L'chai Olam. Some people will have Olam Haba. V'Elu, L'Duroim Olam. And others will have eternal suffering. There's much discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Achronim. What does this mean? Some explain that a Rasha, after he leaves this world, he goes to Gehenna for 12 months. And after he's in the Gehenna for 12 months, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them over those neshamas to a certain malach called Duma. And when Mashiach will come, b'mheiru b'yameinu, they have not yet been purified, then is what our Gemara begins to discuss. What will happen to those neshamas that already had Gehenim, were ready by Duma, and now the discussion is, though that they still haven't been purified, what will it look like? And then the Beinanim, the people who are average, says the Gemara, Yardim al-Gehenim, they go to Gehenim, u'metzafzafin, and while they're in Gehenim, they will cry out in pain because as punishment for all the averis that they have done. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'avesi shlishis ba'eis, the one-third of the people, the Beinanim, I will put into fire, u'treftim k'troifas ha'kesef, and they will be purified like silver, is purified, u'bichantem kifchayin as azov, and they will be purified like gold is purified. Hu yikra b'shmi v'ani enoisai. These are the people who will be called out, and I will remember them. V'aleim, regarding these people who go to Gehenna, but Baruch Hashem don't remain there. Aleim amr chana, regarding such individual, Chana says, Chana said in her nevuah and her tefillah, Hashem memes mechaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes people to live and die. Moirat shol, they fall into Gehenim, the yol, but then they come out of Gehenim. So sort of the Sefer Yehayam asks, why when the pasuk that we just learned begins with Lashon Rabim and ends with a Lashon Yochid? It begins with Tzuraftim, and then it says, Hu Yikra B'Lashon Yochid. So he answers, when there's a large group that have one goal, even though they're a large group, they're still called B'Lashon Yochid. However, when we're speaking about Rishon, even if there's a large group of Rishonim, the Rishonim are never called in the singular. And the reason Rishonim are never called in the singular is because although they may be a large group, everybody has his own reasons for doing what he does. And that's why he explains that since we're talking about people here who are Beinonim, they're not Tzaddikim, even though there may be a large group of Beinonim, but that large group is still considered a Rabbin. They're considered individuals. They're considered a large group. They're not considered one cohesive unit. Only after they go through the purification of Gehenna does it have the ability to connect them all. So Rashi says that these Beinonim are sent into Gehenna. That's where they're purified. And then after they have that quick purification, that's when they come out of Gehenna and they have Olam Haba. The Mashah says that what do they do during that short time that they are in Gehenna? Says the Mashah, in that short time that they are in Gehenna, they call out and recognize how great Hashem is. And when Hashem realizes and sees that these people have ultimately realized the greatness of Hashem, he takes them out of Gehenna. Mitzavtefin, Rashi explained, means that they cry out. Doruch explains that they look up and they see that they're in Gehenna, and they look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pull them out of Gehenna. So Rabbi Elchanan explains that even though they're not Tzaddikim, still, since they're not Rishon, that's how they are able to get out of Gehenna. However, the Ramban says that in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden, there are different levels. And even though these individuals are Zoicha, as we just learned, that they should get out of Gehenna, but they are not able to reach the same level in Gan Eden that the Tzaddikim. Beis Hillel says that when we speak about the Beinonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more generous, because we find that it says in the Shlosh Esrei Midos that we are Mispalo, it says V'rav Chesed. The Pasuk says that one of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed. What does that mean? Matei Klapei Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always judges favorably. V'aleim Omer David, regarding such individuals, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ahavti ki yishma Hashem es koili. Even if, and the pasuk goes on to say, if a funi chevli mavis, a person is surrounded by all sorts of tzaris, umitzaris shaul mitzaoni, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from all the tzaris. V'leim amadavik kol ha'parashik kulam, and these are individuals that the entire pasuk is speaking about, that even though I'm a daloisi, that I'm, daloisi means that I'm poor in mitzvahs and mitzvahs and toivim, v'li yashia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me. Taisus explains that Loisi is Meloshin Dali, a pale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls me out. That Loisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls me out of Gehenna. So I saw that what's pshat when the Gemara says here, Matei Klapei Chesed, says that not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu judge these people favorably, but he explains much more powerfully. He explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that he looks at these individuals and he looks at their mitzvahs. And even though their mitzvahs were not necessarily done in the best manner possible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his tremendous rachmanis, what he does is Mati Klapi Chesed. He takes each mitzvah and he looks for the good in every mitzvah. And by taking every mitzvah and looking for the good on every mitzvah, that is how a person is zoicher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him favorably. And I saw the Rav Avadya Yosef explains that the Gemara, famous Gemara, says that there was a drought, and the Gemara Masechta Tanis tells us that when there was this drought, Rabbi Kiva went, Rabbi Eliezer davened, and he wasn't successful. Rabbi Kiva davened, and he was successful. And the question was, why was Rabbi Kiva more successful than Rabbi Eliezer? So he says that because Rabbi Kiva was Mavah Amidosov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also sees a person who's mava midosav, if he sees a person is trying to do what is right, the mati klape chesed. Pashi Yisrael begufam, however, says the Braisa, the Gemara is going to identify who such individuals are. Upashi umas begufam, yardin gehenim, they enter gehenim, v'nidonim by shnei masachadish, and they are there for 12 months. Lach shnei masachadish, and after those 12 months, gufan kala, their bodies get completely disintegrated, nishmasan nisrefes, and then the nishamas are burnt. V'ruach mefazrasan, tachas kapa regla tzadikim. And then the wind blows them under the feet of the tzadikim. Shenemar v'asoysim rishoyim, they will be trampled. Kiyu efa tachas kapa reglayim. And Beis Halevi says, why are they only in Gehenim for 12 months? He says, a person goes to the Gehenim for two reasons. One is to be purified, and one is to be punished. So, says the Beis Halevi, the biggest punishment we could give to such an individual is to purify him. That these people, their whole life, were devoted to doing the wrong thing. And these people who now have to be purified, he says that's their biggest punishment, that they should be purified and have to live a life of tzitkis, which is the opposite of what they do. So the Sifsei Chamim explains, what is Gehenim? He says it's very much in line with what the Beis Halevi says. Gehenim is to realize that you lived an entire life and you missed the point. So he says that these Rishon are sent to Gehenim. And what Gehenim really represents, he says, is a person distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because, unfortunately, if a person does an Aveira, what the Aveira creates is a distance. It creates a mechitza. It creates a separation between that person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person, after living his life, sees that this is what he, unfortunately, where he is, that he's so distanced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that causes tremendous embarrassment, that causes tremendous regret for a life that was lived in the wrong way, and that is the greatest pain and the greatest punishment somebody could suffer. Ava Haminim, these are the Tzedakim Vesusim who interpreted the Divrei Torah wrong. Vamasiris are individuals who cause that Jews should lose their money improperly. Vabikarsim are individuals who are mevazei tamid chachamim, shekafru b'Torah, or those that don't believe in Torah, those that don't believe that the Torah was given to us from Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'shekafru b'tchias ameisim, or individuals who don't believe in tchias ameisim, or v'shepirshu midarchi Yisrael, they separate themselves from the Jewish people. The people who create, cause other people to live in fear. People that cause other people to do Aveira. So even if a person does an Aveira, so he could always do tshuva. But if he caused other people to do Aveira, how could he can't do tshuva? Because he can only do tshuva for what he's done. He can't do tshuva for the Aveiras that he's caused other people to do. And who is the example of such an individual? Kigon Yoven ben Nevat v'chaverov, like Yoven ben Nevat, who tried to convince Klal Yisrael to go worship Avodah Zarah instead of going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. Such individuals, Yardim L'Gehenim, they go to Gehenim after they leave the world, and they remain there forever. We will see the people who rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kisolatim L'Tomos, V'Isham L'Sichba, V'Hoye D'Ron L'Chabasar. They will remain there forever. And the Gemara and the Braisa continues. Gehenim kala, even when there will no longer be a Gehenim in the world, when in the time of Mashiach, Tzidkenu, and Herib Yemenu, Hein Enim Kalam, they will be punished forever. Shenemar, V'tsuram Levalo Shol, they will forever be destroyed. V'kokach Lama, Why do they deserve such a terrible punishment? They were the reason, they were the people, because of them, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Zvul, and these people are the ones that caused that the Beis HaMikdash should be destroyed. And regarding these individuals, does Chana say, Hashem Yichatu Miruivav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should destroy these people. The people who caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy the Beis HaMikdash should never have a Yeshua. Amram Yitzchak Bar Avin Ufneim, and the faces of these terrible Rishoyim, Doimim L'Sholik Deira, look like the bottom of the pot. The bottom of the pot is black. Their faces are blackened because of their Averis. V'amar Rava, Inu, who are these Rishoyim? Mishapira Shapira Dibnei Mechuzah, people who eat a lot and dress very fancy, who live in Mechuzah. U'mekarim B'nei Gehenim, they live a life of Olam Hazav Gashmius, with no connection to Ruchnius. And those are the people who are considered the B'nei Gehenim. Amarat Mar, so we just learned in the Gemara, the Beis Hillel Omrim, when it says in the Shloish Esrei Midras, Shloish Esrei Midos, V'rav Chesed, what does that mean? Matik Klepe Chesed. Ask the Gemara, here we're learning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always judges them favorably. But ask the Gemara, but then we learn the Pasuk at the beginning of our Shia, that the Pasuk says, V'aveisias HaShlish Be'ish, a third of the people will be put into fire, the Beninim are going to go to Gehenim. So what are we saying that they're saved? Answers the Gemara, there it's talking about Pashi Yisro Begufam. Somebody who's in the category, Rachman Otzlan, of Pashi Yisro Begufam, even if they're Beinanim, they have to go to Gehenim. Ask the Gemara, but Pashi Yisro Begufam, we said a moment ago, Les Le Takanta, they have no Yeshua. So how can we say that they just will go to Gehenim for a short while and then come out of Gehenim? Answers the Gemara, Ki les lutakana, what when we said that somebody's Rachman Tzlan, a Pashi Yisrael Begufam, has no hope, it's an individual who is Pashi Yisrael Begufam, and he also has Roiv Averis. That means the person is Roiv Averis, he's mostly doing Averis, and not only that, but amongst those Averis is the Averis Pashi Yisrael Begufam, which the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Hachab, when we say that they have Yeshua, is an individual who's mechtz avonis and mechtz zchuyus. He's 50-50. This by nami avon de pashi yisra begufam. But amongst the 50% that make him up, there is the aver pashi yisra begufam. Loisagilu, it's not enough avesa shlish, if that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish them, but they're punished, and then they're taken out of Gehenim. Vimlav, but if they're 50-50, and amongst the 50% Averis, there is not the Avera of Pashi Yisro Begufam, says the Gemara, says Beis Hillel, that Rav Chesed, Matei Klepe Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. V'aleim, and as we said in the Brisa earlier, regarding such individuals, Amar David, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ahav Tiki Yishma Hashem. Dorosh Rava, so Rava explains this Pasuk. My Diksiv, the Pasuk says, Ahav Tiki Yishma Hashem, as Koyli Tachnunai, Amar Knesset Yisrael Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Messiah Ani Ahuva L'fanecha, when is it clear that you love us? B'zman She'atashmei Kol Tachnunai. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillah, what are we davening? We say in our tefillah, Daloisi V'li Yashia, and we announce that after we daven, and we to Hashem, after B'shadol Ani M'mitzvus, even if I am not, that I'm poor in mitzvus, I haven't done the mitzvus that I should have done, still, Li Noi L'Hashia, save us. So ask the Gemara, Pashi Yisrael B'gufa Ma'inehu, who are these individuals that we're calling Pashi Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Kakafta D'Lan Marach Tefillin. Somebody who doesn't wear tefillin. And Pashi Umas Ha'ilam B'gufam, obviously we can't say that about Goyim, because Goyim are not obligated to wear tefillin. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Bavera. They're not careful about being moral. They act in an immoral fashion. So, of course, the Mefarshim say they saw from the B'nai Menachem. If Agmar is saying that Shposh Yisrael B'gufam, somebody who didn't wear tefillin, has such a terrible punishment, so says the B'nai Menachem, we know that Mida Toiva is Merubim and Mida Pronius, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is more generous than does offer punishment. So if somebody deserves punishment for not wearing tefillin, how much schar does the person who wears tefillin, how much does he zoche to? The Ben Yoyada asks, why when the Gemara speaks about tefillin, Kakafta de Leimanach tefillin, speaks only about the tefillin shel Rosh? We know that we wear tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh. So why is the Gemara only focused on the tefillin shel Rosh? So he explains. The pasuk says, "Keli b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodayhim asher etzaisi esem eretz Mitzrayim." Klal Yisrael are considered avdei Hashem, and it was customary that somebody who was a slave, they would put on him a badge or something to show that he is a slave of whichever individual he was owned by. What is the simen that we are Hakadosh Baruch Hu's avodim? So the pasuk says, "V'ro kalayam aretz ki shem Hashem nikar alecha v'yar memecha." Everybody sees that we are connected to Hashem. The shem Hashem, the badge of Hashem, is on us. Says the Gemara Masechta Menachos, "Daf lamed hey amibeis amar Rabbi Elazar gadol elot tefillin shebarosh." So the tefillin shebarosh is what shows that we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are the avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who refuses to wear tefillin shel Rosh is announcing that he isn't connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why, says the Gemara, what's the definition of a Pesh Yisrael B'gufam? Somebody that doesn't wear tefillin shel Rosh, that sign is taken away from him. The Aruch HaNeh points out that even though the Gemara just said that Pesha Umas Oilam Begufam are people who are not careful about morality, of course, says the Aruch HaNeh, that doesn't only apply to Umas Oilam. It applies to Klal Yisrael as well. What the Gemara, he says, means to say is that by Klal Yisrael, there are two ways to become a Pesha Yisrael Begufam. One is by not wearing tefillin, and the other way is by not being careful about morality. By Goyim, there's only one way of Avera. The pasuk says, the next person the Brisa spoke about was somebody, Shenasnu Chitoson Be'eretz Achayim. Says the Gemara, Amar of Chizda, what does that mean? Zephanis Hamatel Emi Yisoyra Alatzibur, somebody who is in a leadership position, and he causes people to be in fear, and his kavana is shloi l'shem shemayim. As the Miri explains, if he only does it because he's an arrogant individual, he deserves a punishment. But if he's doing it because that's how he feels the people are going to do what they're supposed to do, so then it's not shloi l'shem shemayim. And since it's not l'shem shemayim, that's why he is zoicha. Then, of course, we're not speaking about such an individual. But I saw that Reb Aaron Kotler said once that Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that how was his father Zoicha to have such incredible children? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, his brother Reb Zalman. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said because his father was the Rosh HaKol, was the president of the community, but even though he was the president of the community, he always treated everybody with the greatest respect. And because he treated everybody in such a respectful manner, that's how, here the Gemara says, that somebody, a parent who doesn't treat the people properly, is punished. But if it's just the opposite, if you have a parent, if you have a leader who treats everybody properly, then he will be zoicha to have wonderful children. And I saw, because if somebody does something to shloi l'shem shemayim, so the Tana says in Pirkei Avos, kol ha-perech min ha-kovid, if you run away from COVID, the COVID comes to you. and somebody is anxious for kavod, the kavod goes away from him. Somebody who's a leader, shloi l'shamayim shamayim, that means he took his leadership position only for the purpose of kavod. If he only took it for the purpose of kavod, then he gets the opposite, he will not be zoichet to kavod. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol paras amatal em yisir el tzibur shloi l'shamayim shamayim, any leader who acts in this way, shloi l'shamayim shamayim, Einaroy ben Talmud Chacham, he will not have children of Talmud Chacham. Shenema, l'chein yiru anoshim, l'yiru kolchach melev, his children will not be Talmud Chacham. Be'sil o'imrim, as we learned earlier, v'rav chesed, what does that mean? Matik klepe chesed. And Kodesh Baruch Hu always tries to judge us favorably. Ask the Gemara, hey Chiyovid, how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu do so? Says the Gemara, b'lezo I'm a kaivshay. We know we have a scale. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he makes the mitzvahs be considered heavier, and that's Matik Klapi Chesed. Shenema, Yoshiv Yerachmeinu, Yichvesh and Hoseinu, he pushes down the Averis, and then the other side of the scale, where our mitzvahs are, goes up. Rav Yosef B'Chanina Amar Noisei, what he does is he picks up the Averis, Shenema, Noisev Oven, Vaiva Apesha. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he causes that our Averis should go down. So I saw that the Maril explains that there's really no machlokes here. Both of these are ways that a Kodesh Baruch Hu connects, that we connect a Kodesh Baruch Hu. One way is that a person, Noisei Oven, he realizes that he has Averis and that causes him to do tshuva. And the other is that the person sees that his mitzvahs, what he's supposed to spend his life, and that causes that he should do the right thing. The Kedushas Levi asks, and the Pasuk says that Kovish, Rashi says over here, Kovish has chuyus. He makes our mitzvahs way down heavier. But he asks, the Kedushas Levi, that the Pasuk says, Yichboish Avenaseinu, that the Averis go down. So what are we saying that Kovish means that the mitzvahs go down? So he says that person, even though he does Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that what causes the person to do Averis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that because he gave the person Gashmias and he put him in a world where there's a lot of challenges, that is the reason that he does, that's why the person does Averis. That, says the Kedushas Levi, is the definition of Noisei Oven. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Noisei, I am the one that has to carry the sins because I cause them to do sins. The other way Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us, he says, if people would realize, I'm hidden. Kadosh Baruch Hu says about himself, people don't always see me. If people were always to see me, they would never do an Avera. That's Pshat, that Kovish, he says, they shouldn't be faulted for their sins. It's my fault that I put myself in a place that we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. Were we to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, we wouldn't do Averis. Tana Debei Rav Shmuel, Mavarishin Rishin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the first Avera at a time, the Kachim Mida, and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplishes Matei Klapi Chesed. Amar Rava, however, Rava comments, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish us for the first Averis, Avoyin Atzma in a Nimchat. The Averis is not completely wiped out. And therefore, he says, the Ikaruba Avoyinus, if unfortunately we have an individual who has mostly done Averis, Machshiv, then that original Avera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally was ignoring, unfortunately, Badayu, when the person has to be judged, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges them. So I saw that the Sefer Amiri Yofa says that the Pasuk doesn't say, that the Gemara doesn't say, Ma Mechala Chatoim. The Gemara doesn't say that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu ignores the first Avera, he destroys them. He's Maver, he puts him to the side. So we understood the Gemara, that what does that mean? That means is that they're there, that in case a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to punish the person, they're still there. He says the Pshat is because we know that if somebody does Tshuva Mahava, then his Averis become mitzvahs. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavir, he puts the Averis to the side, hoping that ultimately this person will do tshuva mahava, and then those mitzvahs can be counted, and then those averis can be counted as mitzvahs. Says the Gemara, kolamava midosav, somebody who is nice and he's not tough and he is moichel everybody, mavir in love, hakapshov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also treats that person in such a fashion. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, noisei avoin vayva pesha, lemi noisei avoin, whose averis are HaKadosh Baruch Hu moichel, lemi shayva pesha. That when other people when he treats other people nicely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him nicely. And I saw Reb Tzadik HaKoyin, the Sefer Pri Tzadik, explains that the Baal Shem says that it says in Tehillim, Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a shadow to us. When you look at a shadow, the shadow mimics whatever the person does. Whatever I do, my shadow does. So says the Pri Tzadik, that's Pshat in this Gemara. The mean nice of it, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that this person is always Michael, everybody who did something wrong to him, Hashem Tzilcha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts accordingly with that person, and he's always Michael him as well. Rav Huna Bereid of Yehuda Cholish. Rav Huna Bereid of Yehuda was sick. Al Rapapa L'Shulabay. Rapapa came to Mevaka Cholim. Chazia, the Cholish Le Alman. He saw that he's very ill. He's about to pass away. Amle Tzvisu L'Zavdasa. Prepare for him Tachrichim. So they prepared for him the tachrichim in which we bury a mace. And Baruch Hashem, l'soif isbach. He, Baruch Hashem, had a refuah shleima. Have a mechzer rapapa l'mechzieh. So rapapa was embarrassed to go see him because he told him, you're going to pass away. And Baruch Hashem, he got better. Amalei, my chizis. So he asked him, ultimately, the people who were with Rav Huna asked him, what did you see? Amalahu and Hachihava. He says, what Rapapa said was actually correct. I was about to pass away from the world. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that he is nice and he isn't tough about these things. Says the Gemara, then I won't be tough with him and I'll let him live. Shenema, as we just learned, Noisa Oven Voiva Pesha, Nami Noisa Oven. To who it has a Kadosh Baruch Hu show Rachmanus, Lemi Sha'oi Val Pesha, somebody who is not in this world. And Rav Shlomo Zalman explains this Gemara. It wasn't just Rav Papa said that he's going to pass away. As far as Rav Papa was concerned, he was no longer alive. Because if he was still alive, when a person's still alive, we're not allowed to prepare for him, Tachrichim. The Pasuk says, Mikael Kamoicha Noisa Oven Voiva Pesha Lasheris Nachlosoi Amr of Achbachnina Aliyev Koitzba. The tail of an animal is very fatty, very good meat. But however, since it always gets stuck in the thorns, here too it's Aliyev Koitzba Lasheris Nachlosoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus L'Sheirich Nachlosoi for some part of Klal Yisrael. However, for Loy L'Chol Nachlosoi, not for everybody. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have Rachmanus for? L'mi Shemesim Atzma Kishrayim. The person who acts like he's just Shirayim, the person who acts like he's not really important, that is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus to him. Because, explains the Sefer Yismach Leiv, that a person likes to take credit for everything good that happens to him. This person, even when good things happen to him, he doesn't take credit for himself. Such a person who acts in such a way that doesn't consider that everything that happens in this world he deserves, such an individual is a shuffle. Such a person is an onuf. He considers himself modest. He doesn't say that everything he's deserving of everything. And somebody who doesn't believe that he's deserving of everything, that's the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus on. Rav Huna Amma, Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the following question. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Tzadik Hashem Bechol Drachav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with the exact midah of justice. The Ksiv, but yet the Pasuk then says, the Chosid B'chol Masav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with mercy. How do we reconcile this one Pasuk? Answers the Gemara B'tchila Tzadik. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes with exact judgment. However, Ulbsoif, then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the world can't exist on just on Chesed, when the world on Din, that people cannot survive that way. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he realizes that he has to give Chesed, that he has to run the world with Chesed, otherwise we cannot survive. Rav Elazar asked a similar question. Ksiv, on one pasuk it says, Ulcha Hashem Chesed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis, and yet in the other pasuk it says, Ki at teshalim lish kamaseyu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very exacting, and he pays and judges according to the way we acted. Says the Gemara B'tchila, similar terrors. First, it's Kiyata Tisham Lish Kimaseyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us exactly according to the way we deserve. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world cannot run that way. Ulupsoif, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed. Similarly, Ilfa, V'amrlei Ilfa Rami Ksiv V'rav Chesed. On one hand, it says V'rav Chesed. On the other hand, it says Emes. So, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Betchila ve'emes. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to run the world just with emes. He saw that the world cannot exist that way. And that's when he decided, l'psayf chesed, that he saw that the world has to go with chesed. So he saw the Ber Maim Chaim explains this Gemara. He says that there's a difference between somebody who works for a regular individual versus somebody who works for a king. Somebody who works for a king, the king is very wealthy, the king is very generous, so the king pays people who work for him in a very generous fashion. However, that's only if the king himself is relating directly to the people who work for him. However, if the king assistants pay, then it's not the same. And that's, he says, a pshat in the pasuk. L'cha Hashem chesed ki at teshalem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that looks at us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is extremely generous. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tremendous bracha, especially to us, Klal Yisrael, who are so connected to him. But the Masha asks that the order of the pasuk, if first it was emes and then chesed, so the pasuk should have said emes and then rav chesed. But what does it say in the pasuk? In the pasuk it says v'rav chesed v'emes. How do we understand this? So I saw that the Nesivos says that there was once a king who got with a mashal. There was once a king who got very angry at his son. And he decided and he decreed that he's going to throw a stone at his son as a punishment. But then, of course, the king regretted what he said, what he decreed. It's a son. But a decree of a king, especially if it was made with an oath, cannot just be nullified. So what did he do? He went and took that stone and smashed it into small pieces and threw those small pieces at the son. So he says, that's pshat in the pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shvua. A person does aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to punish him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to suffer. So what does he do? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he takes that stone, that punishment, and he gives it to us in very small parts. And because he gives us in such small parts, we don't really feel the punishment. And that's why Rav Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting with Chesed, but still there's Emes. The Shvua, the decree that he made, is being fulfilled, but it's being fulfilled in a way that we shouldn't suffer that much. The Pasuk says, V'yav HaShem HaPonav Yikra, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Imolei Mikri Kosov, Yevshalom Amrei, if not that the Pasuk said it, we could never say it, Melamed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on a talus, like the Shliach Tzibur puts on a talus. And he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the way we're supposed to daven, the way we're supposed to say the Shlosh HaSemidus. And he said, Because Bash Yisrael, Chaitim, if ever Klai Yisrael would do Averis, Yas Lefonik is Seyda Azeh, they should say the Shloisha Seyda Midas, Vani Meichelahem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will be Meichel to them. Says the, and we begin analyzing the Shloisha Seyda Midas. The Pasuk says, Hashem Hashem, Ani Hu Kodim Shiach Adam, I'm here before a person does an Aveira, v'nehu la'achashiach da'odam, and I'm here even after a person does an Aveira, v'yasa tshuva. Kel rachem v'chanan, Amar Yehuda brisk krusel shleish ha'samidus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant, she'en ha'chayzus reikom, that if a person davens the shleish ha'samidus, he will always be saved. Shenema, hina noichi kairis bris. So of course, many mefarshim ask the question, the Gemara says, the Rishonim, it says, Anihu Kodim Shiach Adam, Anihu Ach Shiach Adam. What is Pshat that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to have Rachmanas before we do an Aveira? So the Rosh says that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, and he knows that the person ultimately will do Averis, he only judges the person after he did the Aveira, not until he did the Aveira. Another Pshat, the Rosh says, that even though normally we know the rule is that machshav raw in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa, that if somebody intended to do the wrong thing, it's not considered as if he did it until he actually does it. By avodah zara is an exception. By avodah zara, machshav raw, if somebody had a bad intention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for lemaisa. And that's what the Gemara means. Hashem has rachmanis koidim shiyech de adam. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, says the Aruch HaShem, with our natural tendency is that we should want to do the right thing. Where does that come, that we should all really want to do the right thing? That's from the Hashem that Kodem Shiyechta Adam. Another pshat that the Aruch HaShem suggests is that if somebody doesn't have mitzvahs, so yes, he hasn't done Averis, but he hasn't done mitzvahs. Says the Gemara that we say in the Shloish Esamidus, Hashem Kaidim Shiach to Adam. Even though the person hasn't done Averis, but he hasn't done mitzvahs either. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I still will have Rachmanis. So I saw that the Chavetz Chaim was once asked if the Gemara just gave us a guarantee. Bris Krusa, the Shloisha Semidis, Shana Chaisus Reikam, that whenever somebody says the Shloisha Semidis, he'll be fine. So we know that we say it often and nothing happens. We still, unfortunately, sometimes suffer. Why is that? So the Chavetz Chaim said it, answered with a mashal. He says there was once an individual who was a poor person. He didn't really have a source of income, but he had a very wealthy uncle who had a big business, and he came to his uncle and he asked his uncle, could you please give me a job so that I should be able to have parnasa? So his uncle said, yes, I'll hire you and I'll give you a job in my business. And the uncle came and sat down with his nephew and said, let's write down a contract, let's write down a list exactly what your job entails. And they did so. And the uncle says, now, okay, go work. A couple days later, he sees that all the responsibilities that his nephew was supposed to carry out, nothing is happening. And he didn't understand. He said, I gave you a job. We had a very clear job description, what you're responsible to do, and you're not doing it. So he says, yeah, because I'm spending my time reading the list. So her uncle said, reading the list is not the job. The job is to do what it says on the list. That's what the Gemara means to say, said the Chafetz Chaim. Of course we say the Shloish Esamidis, but says the Chafetz Chaim, it's not just enough to say the Shloish Esamidis. What we're supposed to do is live with the Shloish Esamidis. If a person lives with the Shloish Esamidis, if he lives his life that way, then the Shloish Esamidis will help us. Just to read him and say him, but not in any way live that way, we haven't accomplished anything. Amar Yochanan, Gedolah Tshuva Shemekaris Kazadina Shalodim. Tshuva is extremely powerful. Tshuva has the ability to cause that even though we've done things that are wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichlos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hashmein Lev HaMazeh, the Klai Yisrael's heart has become fat. V'oznav Hachbe, they can't hear. V'einav Hoshan, they can't see. Penyir be'einav V'oznav Yishma V'liva Yovim V'shover Rafalai. Omer Le'i Rapapal Abai V'dimel Gzaladin. Maybe only before we did that, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed, does tshuva help? How do we know that helps even after? Amalei v'rafalei ksev. The pasuk says that it heals him. Who requires healing? The person who is already punished. Ve'ezer davar shetzarach tshuva, havoyim ezeh gzar din. That a person who is... somebody did the wrong thing, the tshuva has the ability to rip it up. And I saw that Ben Yoyada explains that similar with a mashal that we learned earlier. A person does aveira, he has to get punished. But the tshuva has the ability to take that big stone that's being thrown at the person, and makaras, it takes that big stone and it breaks it into small pieces that it should not, that the person should not suffer, says the Gemara. Meisvei again asked the Gemara, how can we say that tshuva is so powerful? It says Hashabein Atayim, somebody does tshuva in the Seres Shemay tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Meichlin Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichel. Loi Shabein Atayim, but if he didn't do tshuva, I feel like he called Eilin Nevai Shabailim, even if he brings all the animals in the world, Ein Meichlin Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Meichel him. Answers the Gemara, L'ha B'yachid. By Yachid, tshuva only helps before the Gzmar Din. Tshuva only helps when he did tshuva before the Gzmar Din. But Ha B'tzibur, but if a tzibur does tshuva, only during Seres Shemay tshuva, but a Tzibur who does tshuva, the tshuva is always effective. Here we see the power of tshuva, but it has to be the tshuva of a tzibur, not the tshuva of a yachid. So I saw that the Tori Evan asks that the Gemara Masech the Brachas, Daf Yud Amr Aleph says, Afil Cherb Chadam Nachs at Savari Shal Adam, that even if a person is had a terrible decree and is ready, about to be carried out, Ayimna Atzman Merachmim. Because the Gemara says that Chizkiya, there was a decree that Chizkiya should be killed, and then he davened and he got another 15 years of life. So why are we saying that after the Gzar Din, a Yochid can't have any help? So the Turi Evan answers, there's a difference of a person between a Melech. A Melech, it's considered similar to the tzibur. And since the melech is considered like a tzibur, that's why the melech has his gzardin could always be ripped up. Another teretz that the Bina Leitim suggests, that when the Gemara says that a yochid, his gzardin can't be ripped up after the gzardin, is only when he did tshuva meyira. But if a person did tshuva meahava, such a person has the ability that always tshuva works. Tshuva mahava is so powerful. And the reason is very understandable, because tshuva mahava, nasla kezuchuyos, the averis become like mitzvahs. And that's why he has a Yeshua. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Pasuk says, regarding Eretz Yisrael, Eine Hashem al kachaba. What does that mean? Pa'itim, says the Brayis L'Toiva, itim l'ra. Sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. Itim l'Toiva, Ketzer, what does that mean? Hareisha Yisrael, Rishoyim, Gemurim, Rosh Hashanah. If Klai Yisrael were decreed to be Rishoyim, Rosh Hashanah, or Paskalim, Gesham, and Mo'atim, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore decreed there will not be much rain. L'psoif chazbehem, and then they did tshuva. L'hoisef aleim yevsha, to bring more rain this year, is impossible. Shekvah nigzer gzeira, there was already gzeira that there's only going to be the small amount of rain. Ella, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meridim bizmanim. That limited amount of rain comes down exactly when it's needed. Al oretz tzrich lehem, and specifically the place that needs it. Hakol fi oretz, because we know rain depends on which land needs it. Itam l'ra keitzat. Hareisha Yisrael tzadikim gemurim b'Rosh Hashanah. And we were tzadikim. Or therefore, paskalem gesham rubim.
Vasaif Chazrahem, and then they started doing averus. Lifchus mehem, to give them less rain, efsher. Shekva nigzug zera. Al Kadosh Baruch Hu meridim shalei bezmanam. Al Kadosh Baruch Hu causes the rain to come down, not when they're supposed to come, in a time which really isn't needed for rain. Or la arat shein etzricha lehem, or in a place that doesn't need it. So the teiva, mi'alikra gzera dinayi v'lois luhu, asked the Gemara, if they were shayim Rosh Hashanah, and then they did tshuva, why can't the Kadosh Baruch Hu rip up the gzera? As we're learning that a rabbim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rips up the gzera, and says the Gemara, Shani Hasam Dev Shabachi. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to rip up the gzera, he prefers not to. The Paradis Yosef says, the Pasuk says, V'nostati Gishmeichem Be'itam. And the question is, why does it say Gishmeichem? Gishmeichem seems to indicate that we control the rain. We don't control the rain. Hashem controls the rain. So he says, according to this Gemara, we could understand what the Gemara means to say. What the Pasuk means to say, Gishmeichem, we indeed control the rain. How do we control the rain? According to the way we act, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to control when and where the rain will come. Tashma, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yod Ayom Banias, Ois Malach Mayim Rabim, Heimero Mas Hashem, V'yoyim V'yam Ruach Service, V'yoyim Galov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're traveling and there's a terrible wave, V'yinoigu Kishikar, the boat is rocking, V'yitzaku Al Hashem Etzalem, Yod L'Hashem Chazdai, Aslam Simonis, if you look in the Tehillim, there's an upside down nun between these Pesukim. To learn, just like when the Torah says ach or rak, it's there to teach us something. To hear too, loy melucha, to teach us tzaku kaidim zardin. If they cry to Hakadosh Baruch Hu before the zardin, nenin. Av tzaku ach zardin. If they're crying after the zardin, ain't a nenin. So why not? We said that a tzibur after the zardin still could have the zardin ripped up. Hani nami, says the Gemara, ki yichidim damu. And as I saw, the Shemesh Shmuel explains that when is it considered a tzibur? Tzibur and a yachid are not numbers to be counted by numbers. When you have many people, it's a tzibur. When you only have one individual, it's a yachid. He says the definition of a tzibur is when one person is concerned about the other person. And a yachid is when people aren't concerned about each other. When these people were in the boat, and the boat was shaking, but what the people were indeed very concerned. But they weren't concerned about each other. Each person was only concerned about themselves. When a person is only concerned about himself, even if you're part of a large group, you're chidim. But when you have people, even if it's not a large group of people, but every person in the group is thinking about the other person, that is the definition of a tzibur. Definition of a tzibur is when one person thinks about the other person and cares about the other person, just like he thinks and cares about himself.